This week's shiur is sponsored by Leilui Nishmas Rivka Miro Bas Rav Shmuel David Friedman, Aleha Shalom, Yosef Yudchei Shvat, sponsored by Rav Moshe Friedman. Shkoyach Rav for coming to say a shiur.
The topic that I'm going to discuss today is something that goes back a few years. I don't know if you remember, probably it's from about 4 years. Probably 15 years or more. There was a whole to-do about the milk, that the milk might be not kosher, because the behemoths themselves became trade. Maybe you remember that, maybe you don't remember. What to do about it? Okay, so I was quite involved in that because I found out about it. I was in charge of cashers of milk and other things, so it was not getting me out of. And so I got information then that if the cows, they are abomasum, which is the cable, like a cable, which is in English called the abomasum, is inflated because of gas. The gas inflates the abomasum. So then what you do is to puncture it.
Louder.
Then they come closer. You know, I tell the people that they should let you come forward. Okay, so then. I'm so sorry. I will speak louder, that's better?
It's fair.
So the issue was that those cows were fed in different ways which would inflate their abomasum, the cable. Okay. One of the stumps that you have is the cable. Keep heat by side. Not clear?
Yeah, that's clear.
Why is it keep smaller than the other? Okay, so how do they heal, so to say, cause and cause, how do they heal this behemoth? The calves, what they do is to puncture it. They get a needle, right? A hollow needle that is inserted into the stomach, in that part of the stomach, not the carrot, right? The cable. And that's what happens, and then release the gas from it, and then it closes on its own. Sometimes they have to. The different ways have to do it, right? They usually have to sew it, right? To sew it together. Sometimes they don't have too much of it. Depends on the width of that hole. Now, obviously, what you think here with it is one of the most stringent traces, which is Nekuvas HaKeva. Nekuvas HaKeva is the mashi. You had in the Gemara's keres. Keres HaKeva is the machlokes. What exactly is the keres, right? Another part of it. The major part of the stomach is the keres. So there's a machlokes what exactly it is. But then there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yudim, Chachomim, Mishnah. So, what is the shear? But certainly the shear is not mashi. Tefah, the rock, whatever to be, but it's not the mashal. Mashal is mashal, again. Right? Mashal is mashal. Okay. Three months ago, it's okay. Now, the truth of the matter is that this phenomenon, this problem of having an inflated stomach is an old story. But always the story was not with the cable. The story was always with the carrots. And the Pesach Shuvah read it, talk about it, whatever it should be. But this was always because that's the roofing, because it wasn't really a shell of mashu. We're talking about your Yonah.
No.
Right. Because it wasn't really about mashu, take it easy. Here, Nekuvas HaKeva is a different story. Nekuvas HaKeva is a very serious matter. So there were Rabbonim and Mati who knew about the problem from before. That I'm not going to the politics of it, because was one of the two cases when I found out that the kashrus is not only a question of kashrus, it's a question of politics and money and so forth. You know, whenever you have kashrus and money together, it's not a very good shidduch. Not a good shidduch. It becomes inseparable. The eighth of the Torah of get forget is nishayef because the glue of money pulls it together. But that's a problem. That's a separate problem. Fine. So therefore, people knew about it, but they did not say anything. And there were different poskim, right? Who found kulis about it? What was the major kulis that they said? They said, okay, you know, look, the fact is there were two arguments. One argument was that let's see what happens factually. Factually is that after you make this hole over there, right, and you release the gas, the behemoth lives longer. Otherwise, she would have died, right? And other argument, she's much better now. She's much better off now. So therefore, what you're telling me is rape is not rape. It's kosher. She was dying. Rest once. Another tiny was which was similar to that. First time I'm going to explain to you more in halacha inside. The other tiny was a different tiny. Tiny was that whenever we're talking about treifa, it means when it does not come for the purpose of healing. When it doesn't come for the purpose of healing. Kuvas Akeva, for example, is only treifa if it does not come for the purpose of healing. The difference between those two tiny, the first and second one is the first one said, it's factually, you see that the baby is living, not because of the purpose of it, not because the purpose of the nekev was to heal it, but the fact on the ground are that the baby is living, and we see it's closed up, and we're going to see very soon the term that they're using in this context. It's called stime maliosa. It's a very good stime. And they said that stime maliosa is good enough to be matir. The second time was a different time. That to begin with, if you're talking about about making a treifa, it has to be that I want to kill it, I want to heal it, the whole purpose of what I'm doing is to heal it. So it's an oxymoron. You forget. It's a rain. This was the second time. What machst du mal so? It's for my
Leben. Still the same thing. I still understand.
No. You do it to heal it, it doesn't work.
No. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Then Poskim, right? And I'm going to show very soon, I don't have to be marked, I forget, I'm going to show in a moment what it is. So there is a concept which is called stime maliose. Stime maliose, right? Okay, so then anybody when you find stime maliose, so it's not a negative to begin with. Heterogeneous can negative, right? Well, it's not a negative or matri. The second thing is, a negative which was done for the purpose of refuah, right? This is what you're not gemeint.
Can I ask you a Messias question?
No, yes.
If they do stime maliose, then how does it help? What happened to the gas the next time? I'm not sure I understand
the next time, but more careful. This is Jeff Kiminin. Now
they do another hole? I mean,
yes,
later on?
Probably, yes. But again, she's running. The material is poshut. It's closed up, it leaks, it might be more than 12 months, and I get into 30. That's all it is. Right. Okay, so now.
The
material is that when they puncture it,
yeah,
right?
The gas comes out, whatever.
Then they sew it, or it closes on its own, whatever it should be. So therefore, that's called stime maliose. You're going to see in a moment. Give me a chance.
What about the behemoth? What happened to the behemoth?
The behemoth is alive.
How long?
Of course, they say it might be more than 20 rounds.
And then they make another hole?
No, maybe it does not inflate again.
It's only happens.
The only problem is only when it inflates. When the gas inflates, the ever makes it.
I don't understand the second one. Because on Italian mills, I mean, I don't know why they make it.
But we could discuss it in the context of Mitzvah Tichas Kavon, if you wish. But, okay, we are going to talk about it. I'm making a joke. Okay, so there are two rashes here where everybody was focusing on, obviously. So we have something which is called Krum She'ol Machmas Makel. A Krum, right? How do you call a Krum in English?
Scab.
A scab. Okay, thank you. S-C-A-B.
Yeah.
So now I have your attention. So there is here, the Krum, I will call it like the Mishnah, like the more calls it. Krum She'ol Machmas Makel. Listen to the word. Krum She'ol Machmas Makel. In other words, the Makel itself is creating the Krum. The scab is created by the mak itself. Yeah, right? The body heals itself, so therefore it creates this kind of scab, this kind of krum. So the law is as follows. There are two cases which we mentioned the Gemara clearly, that krum she'ol machmas makeh, does not help you to define it as not treifa. If it became treifa because of the makke, and now it's kum she'olo machmas makke, this krum cannot now have it made kosher. That's called treifa she'enu chodeh aslech she'el. If it turned treifa, you cannot make it kosher again. Okay, there are two cases in the Gemara. One case is to mention the veshet. The veshet is the...
No, Safekot.
My dear friend, you're worse than me. This is an achievement. Okay, it's a Safekot, right? So it's the Veshet, right? Krum Shem Olam Machmas Maki Beveshet, right? That's one thing. That one is the Rei Lung. So the lung, if it is punctured in this kind of those two situations, we have Krum Shalom Machmas Maki. It doesn't help you. Fine. What happens in the other cases? What happens in the other cases? The question would be if he's saying that here we are being taught a general concept. And the general principle, the counter principle, which is that Krum Shalom Machmas Makke is enokrum, although the Gemara mentioned Beveshet, the Gemara mentioned also by Reye, but we understand that those are only examples because all of those is Nikovosim Bemashu, whenever it's punctured and the whole is a Mashu, is good enough or not good enough. It suffices, so to say, to turn it treifa. So therefore, what would be the difference between Veshet, the esophagus, and the Rei, which is the lung? In both, the only samples that the Gemara presented us for this case. Okay, so this in itself is a machlekes rishonim. La halacha b'du paskum, clearly, meaning what they're saying paskum, Mishkan Aruch is only quoted one shittah of the rishonim, that hold, which the majority of the rishonim, that hold that it's not only by veshet, not only by reyeh, it's all over the place. Anywhere when you find that nikavotzer b'mashu, we are saying that krum sholem machmas makke is treifa. That's what we say. There are shittahs also in the place. Most famously, the Re'or, right? The Re'or. The Re'or holds, I guess, and the Torah Sabbat is quoted, right? In the Rashba Argusim. And many others arguing. However, the Dastur, the Masham, in Sefer Dastur, put some of the Shoenim who are in the same opinion like the Re'or. But the thing is, it's not mentioned in the Shechonot. The man of Kimine, because if you want to make a Shia, saying in Yeshiva, and you want to make a Shia, the boy is right, that's wonderful. But if you're talking about giving somebody something to eat, right, that's a different story. You know, then the pilpul is as good of a shear. This is good to print it if you wish it, right? But it's not very good if you want to feed people with that, because something which is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, very difficult to use it. You could use it with tziruf, other tzirufim, right, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. And also, obviously, only b'dievet and behefter god. But otherwise, those are the dark hero, otherwise you cannot do it. So therefore, in this case, that I just mentioned to you, even if you're going to have here another ro'o who says that nikovose b'mashu does not apply to the kevo, does not apply to the b'mesem, so then, and we are going to be mitzarev, also other shit to the kolbom, other shit to whoever, other shit is hold like this, wonderful, but the ma'ase shonov is not mentioned, and the tzurizov and the shach, both, associating that kum she'ol machmas make, not only by veshet, not only by reye, is not helping you, so it's still in a krum. So also it would be also in this particular case the same story as well. Okay, wonderful. Now, the truth of the matter is that I'm going to argue, not I think it could be very well, you're right. It's, Kigoy God, or Banisho, not me, right, you're right. Absolutely. So, we are going to suggest, so that's what I'm to say. Yeah. We're going to suggest that even the Ro in our particular case would be moide that you would say that you cannot apply this halacha of krum she'ol machmas makke, the scab that grew on the makke, right? What grew on the makke is healing the makke itself. We're going to argue that. Okay, but now let's see first, what does it really mean altogether? Why? What is it here that we maybe are circumventing and going to say, you know, this, in this particular case, we are going to argue, those who are Martin, they are going to argue and say, well, you know what? Okay, I'm telling you that everybody would agree, everybody, even those who are the Cholkim on the Rambam, on the Re'or, and they hold that Kum Shalom Machmas Makke, in a Krum, in this particular case, they are going to be Moedi. Why? I'm going to show you. So let's see what it says here. You know very well, and when you learn the Gnadi Gemosin, you know the famous thing, right? Anybody who was in the Schlachtfest once knows there are certain, how do you call it? Sikhs in English? Adhesion. Right, very good. I'm telling you your English lecture. Okay. But you need foreigners in order to tell you what it's called. Right. Okay. Adhesion. A-D-H-E-S-O-N. Okay, but I-O-N. Okay, but it doesn't matter, So there are adhesions, right? Adhesions. So you take circus, right? But not only this, sometimes we are going to say that we don't even take off the circus. We are going to see which is called as if you have the layer with doifen satamto, right? Meaning it's the layer, right, the lung is very close to the doifen. I don't know how you call doifen in English. So the doifen is really
not from you.
Oh, thank you, right. It's next to the ribs, right? It's the part which is next to the ribs, and it's adhered, it's close. It's melikatchile, it's growing like this. So therefore, we are saying that even if there was a hole in the lung, but doifen satamto, the doifen, that side, the trip over there closes it, and therefore we are saying that when you have a hole, this is fine, it's kosher. So we have a hole, and then although it's an akuba in the ray, nevertheless it's fine. One halt. So Rashi explained what is the difference. Why do we say the doifen satamto it's fine? And why don't we say derech klal? If you go on, there's another place, somewhere in the middle over there, and then it heals, right? This hole heals, right? We are saying soiknish, einakum. The scab doesn't help you. Only doifen satamto helps. So Rashi says as follows: so the gemara krum shol machmas maki beveshet levis. The same is also later. We're going to see in daf mches. The same is also barei. Just celebration. That's just the suffixes, right? So einakum v'nika v'nistam. Says Rashi by the veshet. I feel also by steamy avo, even if something very thick grew on it and closed up this hole, enemies kayemis, it's not going to hold. It's not going to hold. Enemies kayemis, it's not going to hold. Kedobrin beivomis, because there's a comparable case in getting the Gemara also about the Makos in Yevomis, because Shavcho. Then, if there was a hole by him, therefore he turned to a Kushavcho, Nika, fourth Nistam Kosher. Because over there, when it's a hole, we are saying it's a kosher. Huh? It's not kosher over because. But this time it's kosher. When it closed up, it's kosher. It says the Gemara over there, v'zehu psul shechoyed alech shehu. This is an extraordinary principle that we're saying, and it's a specific case, right? It's an exception to the general rule. We are saying that v'zehu psul shechoyed alech shehu. Although he was a kosher, once he had this hole, now did it heal, he became kosher, benistam is kosher. Zehu, only this. Limutikum shol machmas make, when bereye, that's a digimor, right, by the lung, chain a krum, the kol nikuvet et treifos, whenever you have a nikuvet et treifos, in the Russian Rashi is the kol nikuvet et treifos, and this is all the poskim are medai that he holds the loy kero, the kol nikuvet et treifos, right? Loy mehani lo sif, the steam that comes on that, it's closed up, doesn't help. It's all kolach hazman. Okay, so the Rashi, what happens to the reye, shenikvo v'doifen satamto, the case that I told you. So Rashi, we'll see maskovet also the same story because of Odeya, yeah? The moro, we'll see the rechaim bechal choylet, that he steamed the mi'ikori. Steamed the mi'ikori. It's a steamed the mi'ikori. What about steamed the mi'ikori? Proshav, if you translate the verse, it means there was never a hole. In other words, you imagine that there's a hole. There was never a hole. Steamed the mi'ikori. So come the choylet Rashi, so it's a benir be from the beginning to the end. Because the beginning is the Rashi, that Nika v'nistam, afilo also by steam over enemies kayemis. In other words, we are saying here that we are discussing a situation when the steamer is enemies kayem, right? And this is the issue. But if it would be miskayem, it would be good. Not that there was never a nekev, but we have a nekev. And the steamer that we have is enemies kayemis, and that's the problem. But if for argument's sake we're going to find it is miskayemis, it would be wonderful. And the answer is Rashi, no. When you know this, by Reye, if you find that there was a nekev, the reason why we don't establish the rule and say it's trefe, it's because it was mikove, steamer mikove. It mikove, it was never a steamer.
What does that mean? I mean, either it was or it wasn't.
Because, let me tell you, have you heard about imagination? It makes an impression. So, in other words, when we have here, Reye bedoifen satamto. So if we see a steamer, what is the steamer here? Is it a natural development that says here that was really never a hole here, because it looks like Sotamto, right? It looks like a neck which was Nistam. No, it wasn't Nistam here. That's how it grew. It grew in this way. I'm going to come back to it, right? Because your point is very good taken, very well taken. But that's what it is, right? The Rashi, is that what Rashi says? This Kashe as the Prima Golden.
It couldn't be that Rashi, the Miskayemis really is good enough, but Rashi is saying Emes, the Maisa, it's even better than that.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, could be. I'm just telling you, as a parrot, the Prima Golden as discussion. Furthermore, this is Beveshet here in Mangim. Memchet, we're talking about the Reye. So Rashi says here, Besovich, right? So again, we're talking here, brings the Gemara the case of Krishovcha. So there, we are saying, Nistam anekev achreik and kosher. All over we call, Mifni Shumoy. Here, Enekron, meaning by Rei, when you have a hole. Avstim avdoifen, stimim al yosi. So here, Rashi mentions only what he said in the very beginning also in Daphim Gimel, stimim al yosi. He doesn't say it because it is Miikor. I don't say what he said is Stime Miikor. Okay. So this is the Kashi of the Primitive. There's a test of Drishi on that, the Chule Vichu.
That it goes back to how it was. In other words, it's the Kaimush going Kanekev. This might be Miikor, might be Shasa Stime Miikor, it's going on Nekev.
You remember me a term that I learned in
Shiva?
Quite a rough. Yeah. You remind me a term that I learned in Shiva, which I never understood. They say, oh, in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop, Mekan do habel mafreya. That's what he said. Mekan do habel mafreya. No, so that's what I can say, you know. My name is Shkop for Shtayfus. What you're saying is, but maybe, you're saying something that I want to say later on, but maybe. Because you are going to say, ah, this is what you thought, Mekan do habel mafreya zut menish. Right? I'm going to say, this is not okay, have patience. Okay, let's see. So now, the question will be, how to understand that. So there are different explanations. So I will tell you, I will make a shortcut because we don't have too much time for that. I will make a shortcut and just explain to you how I do understand what Rashi means. So this was a long chew that I would end over there. It was not bad, I must tell you. It's not so bad, I wouldn't believe it. I wrote it, you know, after minutes. Okay, it's not schlecht. Okay, so I would say as follows. The truth of the matter is that, okay, I'm here, I'm writing, which was not yet to the Shire over there, which was the Machadish Chidushim. In Trefet, you can't make too many Chidushim here because the Nois Dashid, which is what writes, and before I'm coming to the Pshat here, that only what we have in Kabbalah, that this is acceptable, you could rely on. But what we don't know in Kabbalah, have a good day, and so, at the end of this, the Kaddish Matadam, I'll get into it.
Why do you start from the beginning that according to Rashi's pshat, that steam machzmaka falls away, that doesn't apply in this case.
Why?
Because they make they close it completely. If that steamer that
if
they
it's
sew
good or not
up,
good. What do you want to say? It's good or not good?
So it is good.
Why?
Because that's completely closed because they sew it up.
Right.
It's not.
So this was besides what I said. That's not from the Noization, which is the major Baskim. He said, and this is an accepted rule, that whenever we find something in Hilchos Treifos which is not mentioned, Lehedi, that we could rely on, if we don't have something which is Mamish Lehedi that we could rely on, so then you could make people until tomorrow morning, it won't help you. Okay, that's the Noiz Deshe. But if let's say we have a God with the rain who would say, the Noiz Deshe, no, we could rely on it. Gizuta, it's not a Shemir. I'm just telling you, Lochel Maise. But I hear what you're saying. This, what you're saying just now, was precisely the argument of many. What was it? Namely, that we see it's closed up so well that Mamish like Stimei Bar Yosef. But, okay, but we didn't still yet, for Emferash, we didn't reconcile.
Rashi is Mikar.
Right, the Mikar was for the Stimei Mikar. They say, well, Stimei Bar Yosef is Mikar. Don't you understand that? But in order to do that, you need to have a video where you see what you make with the hands. You know, because otherwise it's difficult. Okay. So I want to explain to you how I would understand Rashi, and it's very close to what we are saying. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that. But then I'm going to come to the halacha lemaaseh and what we discussed there, and the shaila. And I think this is kimat mefurish in the drisha. Hagam the prima godim after the drisha, but I want to say that this is because you see there's a major question. The question is by doifin satamto, the case of doifin satamto, the reyev is doifin satamto. So here the question is, well, why? What exactly does it mean? If we have here a nekev, how could it become now? Oh, it's nekev, right? How could you say that? Okay. So that goes as far as maybe this is what you people meant here. You see, there are Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't created kosher behemoth and he created non-kosher behemoth. The non-kosher behemoth, I'm not talking behemoth mayor, we're talking about kosher behemoth which have a defect. The defect, right? They put it in English here, right? Which and this defect, right, turns to treifen. Now, what happens if a Kodesh Baruch Hu created all behemoths in a particular way, where the behemoths are created in such a way where you could say objectively that lechoire that it's a treife? All behemoths are treife. Why? Because they're venekev. Nobody would be able to say such a thing. Why? Because Kedron Yisrael, the Baruch Hu Gezor, that all behemoths, right? Kosher behemoths are treife. Kedron Yisrael. So Chazal said, look, all behemoths you're going to find that they have in the ray, which is definitely a camp, you're going to find it. Well, it's a normal development in the growth of the behemoth that that's how she grows. In other words, you don't say then normally any veterinarian or anybody who knows what's happening here, not going to say there was a hole here, although there is a hole, but if definitely a camp is going, that's naturally how it grows. That's how it grows. It wasn't here that you had here a maki. There was no maki here, because that's how it grows.
But it doesn't grow with the hole. Doesn't grow with the hole between.
No. If you would dissect, is in English? D-I-S-S, right? If you dissect. Good to me?
Dissect.
Take an MRI.
D-I.
Well, it depends if you're an American England. In English, you say dissect.
D-I-S-S.
But I will speak like the colonists. No problem. No problem. You think like in the colonists. Okay. Dissect. So, having said so. Okay, so, dissect. So, if you dissect it, okay, you're going to find a hole. And you find it by many, 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 many behemoths. With all of us, when you think Rav Behemoth Ksherosem, you wouldn't be able to say anymore Rav Behemoth Ksherosem because you're going to find there's a hole. Came Chazal and said, it's a different story. If you don't have a satamto, that's naturally how it grows. I thought of a hole, that's not a hole. Okay? So with that, we understand Rashi. And Rashi says in Daphne Gimel, look Rashi, now it's Rashi where we do it. Rashi said, Krum sh'olam machmes make, ain't a krum. With all of it, if you have a make, and you have a scab on it, you have a krum on that, ain't a krum. Right? Doesn't help you. Ain't a krum. The loshen ain't a krum means that there is a case here where we think ain't a krum. Now, comes Rashi and frekta kashe, betreft tochayo, we find it. But Rashi, we nika, we nisam say Rashi, the Gemara here, that we're talking about, I feel also bestim me'ovo, ain't a miskayemes. It's not going to hold. What means it's not going to hold? Because we're going to find by behemoths, when they have scabs, then bedak is going to hold. I trefto Rashi, we trefto by veloy dom le reshini kvo vidoy mesatamto, ul stim maskovet bevonsom. Da hi stim me'kori, meaning, what's stim me'kori? Stim means a stim, it was closed up. Stim does not mean there is no nekev. Stim means there is a hole. But stimulico means because if it grew up and it was close to the doifen, you find many, many behemoths. Not mere behemoths, maybe in rye behemoths maybe, who have this kind of phenomenon. And consequently what do we have to say? There was no there a market. It was not a market. This is the way how the behemoth grows. And if that's the behemoth grows, although it's a hole over there, if you dissect it, you're going to find dissected. So if you dissect it, you're going to find over there a hole, but it's kosher. Why? Because it's the Dech HaTeva. When do we say it doesn't help? Stimim al-yose, it's a very good, or it's Eav, it's very good, Givaldi. But it's nevertheless, it's a nekev. It doesn't help you. Just to show you, Aga, before I'm coming, go right on that. I want to show you what manipulation is all about. Manipulation. Did you hear about Rav Shmuel Auerbach? I presume so. There are books about him, about his life and so forth. You also wrote others for him. You heard about him?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Rav Auerbach. Bless them all. Shlomi followed what Kosei was his Talmud. Before he would say, "Dus mein Talmud," he would just deny it. But whatever it should be. So, Rav Shmuel Zalman, when this whole story started to explode, so what did I do? So I called Rav Shmuel Zalman, I called him Mazal Gazochen Rebbe, called him Meister, you understand Yiddish, I don't know if you know. So what did he call me? You're not from the Akashas, in other organizations. I'm not sure what he Mot mir gedacht da war denn das ist er weiß doch dort schied es in Keret so ich im Rosh Shiva ist nicht Keret Kevo och Kevo kem ich doch Kevo da war der toll in der beginning because by the Keret it's an old discussion the post game and the Keret ist nicht nicht was beim Ashu over there it's a tefach und kule kule ist doch sach that there are many reasons you could be mitzar so kule kule also there can not just give it khile okay then what about to be but to begin with here you didn't have a lack to stand on even of BDF now I'm coming now and I'm saying something else. Even the Shutos Hom. From somebody is going to tell me, right, that, yes, if it's a Stimme Mal Yose in Kevo, they're either Re'o, and the Re'o said, when it's posting like this, who say it's fine. Why? Because it closed it up. It's like a market. And where do we find Enoi Krum? Only by two cases, Beveshit and Beveshit. Over by Kevo, we don't say that. And therefore, by Kevo, if you have there a hole, we give us a Bimashul, nevertheless, if it was a steamy malios, and we see the behemoth is fine and good and wonderful, no problem, then it's good. So Chaim Cohen, really? The Rol never said it. You know why? Because the Rol said it in a case when it healed on its own. A scab which healed on its own. Where did you find that the Rol was made when you made a hole, a man-made hole? Where did you find it? You said, oh, what's the difference? We say what the difference is. The difference is because I've mentioned the poskim. Huh? Treifes. In treifes, you cannot do your own manipulation. This is nishkan shtikl toire. In treifes, if you don't find it, if you don't find that it heals on its own, you never know if this is what Chazal meant, that this is enough of a scab, enough of a krum, which said it's kosher. One thing is for sure, it became treif. No question about it, because the whole is treif. Ah, what do you think? How? Because there's a krum. A krum. No, the krum aliyosa that we're talking about is something which we know naturally happened. How do you know that it did not happen naturally, that Chazal said it as well? From Rostados. Then Egin is forward. Then a place is going to be right from America or England. It won't help you because you cannot come with something which you don't have as an eye from the poskim to that. And this was the argument of this little man here, besides the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Okay, fine. Now we come to the second thing. The second thing is even better.
The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it because they never had such a thing that you saw it.
They didn't paskin. No,
I mean, like
the road. They didn't mention the road to begin with. Not even when he didn't saw it. Even when it happened on his own, even then he don't mention. This time he didn't help. I love him. I asked about you, really, because if you don't see, I don't have fun. You know.
So the Metzias is they always saw it. I think earlier you mentioned sometimes they don't saw it. It heals.
If they don't saw it, I don't care. But if the hole was a man-made hole, that's what the matter. Matana is, if it's a man-made hole, you don't have a right from the roll. Because the roll is talking about the case when the hole became on its own. The Kibbutz HaKevod was on its own. The Kibbutz HaKevod he talks about, he doesn't mention one word that it happened because I made it in the Kibbutz HaKevod.
Why should it make a difference?
Look, Stu. So give me that job. That's not a shekel teure. This is the difference between you and me. Because whoever is in Pesach in Hiches Treifes knows that you need to have an eye on this.
You said by healing could be a difference.
It's a healing. It is a healing. Because Nekuvet HaKev is Hiches Treifes.
Puncturing
is it. Nekuvet HaKev is Treifes. The question is, it's Chodesh Lech Sheiro. So your ender is closed. Treifes it became. Now you have to bring me an eye that became kosher. You're saying with the Roh. The Roh doesn't talk about this case. So it wasn't Lav Kimine. Ich weiß nicht. Not all I'm saying, but it becomes better. It becomes even better. Now, there was another argument. The argument was, which the Chorah, for somebody who comes from philosophy, and I claim to be a philosopher myself. So if it comes from philosophy, then you say it's absolutely right. It's Ephraim Mistabra. If you make the hole for the purpose to heal it,
So the Nekev and Nafel Refuah, how could you say that it should make it Treif? Okay. There was one great God Be'oit who said it. The Shalom Meshiv. Shalom Meshiv. But the Shalom Meshiv doesn't bring one right to that. And Yidan Ashrayit Chavik Haim of them. And I will tell you that Lichoyre is a Pele. So that's what he said here too. Because the Nekev, which was done here, was done Refuah. Right? Okay. Comes this young man and says, okay. Shalom Aleichem. What Yorai is, because we find such a thing, you know, we do find the thing, you know, where by the Khrushchev. Khrushchev, he comes from Rov, he comes to Rabbi, he can't schatzen, he's a naked. Look, they say the Rebbe should have to vermachen. Rebbe, we have to vermachen. So he said, the Rebbe is a Rebbe, he's a Rebbe. So he looked up at the Gemara and he won't define Rov. Over there, the Gemara gives the whole answer how you do it. The Gemara says, why is it so that the Khrushchev is a Rebbe? Because there's a particular refuah that could make it. Right? That the Gemara says over there. The Gemara says, I'm not blocking this, it's refuah, right? But the Vayetzei
Shimon. I miss what you just said.
I'm saying as follows. There's a Gemara. Right. The Gemara says over there that the Khrushchev, who had the Nekev, right? Therefore became a Khrushchev. Right. Comes to the Rov. The Gemara doesn't say that, I'm just dramatizing it. So he comes over and he says, oh, you Vayetzei Shimon Khrushchev. So then we are telling him, we have a way for you.
Right.
We could heal it.
Right.
The Gemara said what the method is. The Gemara said what the method is. Of them took the Gemara Dalton, Zehu Psul Shechazer Tlech Sheru, Limutei, everything else. Of them took the Gemara. The Gemara said on the Ian for the refuse of the Gemara, Zehu Limutei, everything else. It was hacked to me in copper. What are you telling me that it's fine? Then, Chaim Kohen, there now said it, Choshaka Noigat, one of the Gruyudela Mishivim from this generation, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, friend of Rocha, right? In Tzitzel Yezer, bring this right, Taki! Taki brings this right! And I don't know how you would answer it, but you know, Torah believe that it's all, it's Nishayach. But the Gemara itself said, you know, so therefore, based on those two riots, the claim was that you cannot really base yourself and machshir the baby, therefore the baby becomes treifer. You can't take the milk, which is milk from that, my dear friend, becomes treifer. Now comes Cohen, and we have now to find, you know, what could he do here? Perhaps it's move to be matter everything, which he found. He found something else, right? Bittl, Nishkov Kimina, Bittl, Gesher, Marshan. I'm not going to into that, right? Which, because then we were Mati, perhaps it's move, because it was a question of hundreds of thousands of dollars of stored milk and cheese, v'chule. So we're matir. The oilum kav tochlek etchile. So let me tell you, again, this is something I would like you to remember. Anybody who thinks that in any hechsher everything is like etchile, so you then should stop eating, right? And I wish him a long life, but if he's going to demise to say? Demise or demise? Demise. Okay, thank you. So, after a while, simply from not having eaten.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so that's... But, because even in your health, in your house, when your wife tells you, don't enter the kitchen because otherwise we cannot eat in our house, which is being told me, you know? And so, but before, they always try this. And when you talk about productions, lo imolet, yes or no?
Yeah,
absolutely. So therefore, what segment alam chosren, right? Then machloek is the first thing that machloek from Sefer Mitra Bekveger. That's a big machloek from Kveger Mitra Sefer. Something which was made on Hefes Meruba. If you don't have to, if you have to tell people, you don't have to tell people, right? My big machloek is everybody passing. You don't tell, and the truth you don't tell, and for a simple reason, because otherwise people will lose trust altogether. They lose trust anyways, but they lose trust altogether, and you get it's nishayah.
It's not Hefes Meruba for the people. It's only Hefset Meruba for the outsider, for me.
That's what Rabbi Kveger talks about. Even if the Hefset Meruba for the Moicha, right, that's good enough. Because otherwise, at the end of the day, you're not going to have it. That kind of same business.
Are we saying that the Roiv cows have this
Nefim? No, not Roiv, but you have it about the places where it's. You have it 16%, sometimes more than 16% of the babies. No, Nafkimini is because the milk that comes out from there, right? You don't have clay bit, that's what you have. Right?
That's
it. Huh? I didn't say anything. So, Rabbi said, please go and buy. Today it was taken care of here, the Hedmashgiach of, I don't know what,
But now they don't do that for Chul of Israel.
What? That's right, but you have this problem with what you call Stam Chalav.
Once you milk each Stam Chalav,
hold on, therefore this now, this idiot said then, that, following on me, may I? Yeah, okay. Sure, he says. That's my message. Sure, thank you. Therefore, I was saying, you know, I don't know. If you're talking today about Chol of Stam, what is called Chol of Stam, okay, Chol of Stam might be, that according to Moshe, maybe the Chavish too, that they held that it's an Amshahad that, which is effectively like having Eidim. This would be fine golden void, which you're talking about, if it's Chol of Akum or not. It's not Chol of Akum, maybe. But Chol of Yisroel, which is strange for you, you're not permitted to drink. So therefore, if you don't hear have the Beetle, it's a problem. Now, there are heterim in Biddle, but it's not going to be treated. There's no question about it.
But once you milk one cow, right, you have a right to say this milk is kosher because it comes from the road. Yeah. So why?
Okay, that's I don't want to end this discussion. We could discuss, but it's a separate discussion.
Thank you, Tran.
You want to have it?
Yeah.
No, they know which is which.
Okay.
You can't say that. They know which cow is which.
Okay.
But they can't have the cow.
They only know the cow is which.
It's over. But boys,
they do it
like a chile.
The
producers, the
can't say
have some rubber. I'm deaf. No, I'm deaf. Okay, it's over with.
Something like this for 20 years or something.
No, from then on, after it's not 20, from then on.
Why how long ago?
That's it about.
They segregate.
What?
Segregated.
But after this story. What do you say?
Kreider Farm. Which is
what farm?
Kreider Farm.
I have no idea.
Pennsylvania. Kreider the farm gets their milk over there. But the whole farm is basically full of Israel. There's a mashgiach.
Oh, gewaldig. I'm so happy. could I?
That's basically because the mashgiach, they have a resident mashgiach. He lives there.
Good.
2000?
It's 15 plus. It's really 15 plus. Okay. Anyway, that's 15 plus. 17 years. Okay, genug. Atkan. Okay, so now I understand you want to hear some.
People don't drink Chol of Israel because they have treitlin.
Another reason so is you should only have.
So what comes
out? No, even Chol of Israel.
Should we drink Chol of Israel? What should we do?
No, you should drink Chol of Israel because not Chol of Israel, you have another problem. That's what it is.
What's the other problem?
But we just discussed here, Chol of Treifel. If you milk a behemoth which is Treifel, the milk is also Minat Oiro.
Right.
So therefore, if the percentage of behemoths which have this procedure done on them, I've turned them Treifel, so then the milk you're drinking from it is non-kosher.
No, but it's only 16%, which is it?
16. Yeah, but beetle, you see, beetle is much less than that.
No, stam animals.
No, belach belach. You're talking about lach belach. Milk. So that's very good. You're entering the discussion with the masham, which we could be the evid be me'atim. That's not the push because you're talking about the milk in the major silo.
So all Chol of Israel now they only use cows that didn't have the.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
In all countries.
One second. I'm making overtime now. That's it.
Please. What's with the behemoths itself?
The behemoths itself, they're living. How long do they live? But they are, okay, it's initially poshut. And there is, because most behemoths are not cows. Most behemoths that you shecht the behemoths are steers. A male, not female. Female. Male, I mean. Yeah. Most behemoths that you shecht are male, not female. Milk is bedarkan from females. Are you laughing?
It's a male?
I say something is true.
No, my fish is not like that.
Oh, no, you see, it's an argument.
What should check it?
Okay, I can't get it.
After
Schritte,
can we check it?
After Schritte?
Can you check it?
You could, maybe yes. No, but it's not.
We didn't know, they keep track. It's not
the same.
Yeah, they keep track.
What percentage?
Let me see what I want to say now. I don't. Weiß nicht. Ich finish it. Ich sogar schier. Okay. So I want to tell you something about Shabashiri.
Oh, you didn't finish. What was the Tzad Heter? I thought there was a Tzad Heter.
Who said the Tzad Heter?
You started the whole Akdum that Behem, the Eibishter gave
You know, he danced Shabbos by me. Because he had to give him a kvittel.
The Eibishter made, if the Eibishter created something like that, then it's about Akusha. You started that. I'm not sure why you mentioned that.
Yeah, except by doing the tamto, the reason why it's kosher because this was the natural process
right,
how it happened.
Right. That's why did you mention that?
This is not natural. Why is doing the tamto different? Why is doing the tamto different?
This is not a natural.
Oh, I thought he was going to use that for after.
You want to have pizza for long
off? I could figure out why you mentioned that.
Shh. Nobody said ever that life is easy. Okay, so. Okay, so listen to me. I don't know if you learn Sasemis or don't. Maybe you do. It's very popular. So, there's one place where the Sasemis, one place, where the Sasemis talks about enigma. In two words. The Sasemis talks about enigma, about a melody. A melody. M-E-L-O-D-Y. Melody. Melody. Right? Enigma. In two words, in brackets, v'chem b'nigm. He says something very, very interesting. Shire, right, so now I am not very good in digduk, but what's what he says? He says this, that shire is v'loshon shur. Shur, shin v'vresh, which is a straight line. Right? Straight line. So there's a question here. Now, you see, he says that the shire of Klal Yisrael came from the concept of a straight line. And he said, V'chem b'nigm. V'chem b'nigm. What's the pshat in there? So I will explain to you what it means. Before that, he quotes the Rabbin from Shishre. Klal Yisrael went through difficult times, Golos. Now we do know that it's impossible to have Geula without Golos. In other words, you cannot be helped if you don't need help. Right? Stimu dikore, right? Can be. So Klal Yisrael at the time when they had difficult times didn't understand the purpose of it. Later on when they saw the Geula and they understood that the concept of Geula was based on what they had to go through, the turmoil, the difficulties of Golus, so retroactively, they understood. This is it. It's very good. It straightened out. I will ask you a question in a melody. You have a low tone, you have a high tone, right? It's a contradiction, isn't it? The same contradiction that you have between exile and between redemption, the same contradiction you have here too. How does it harmonize? But it is so. It harmonizes because it straightens out. It's two tones, a low tone and a high tone, are not contradictions to each other. They are complementing each other. They harmonize. That's the beauty of it. The content of life would be very, very boring if everything would be monotone. What do you say? Right. But this is, therefore it's in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you're right. Not in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, it would be very boring. Because any Gashmi which is monotone is just impossible. So therefore, v'chen b'nigm, that's v'chen b'nigm. Now, I will tell you an interesting phenomenon, probably you will agree with me. When a person had any kind of difficulty and he got out of it, most people will naturally start to sing, even if they are not very talented in singing. Ay, 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 right? Why is it so? That's a natural response to situations that straighten out. And this is the concept of shirin. So even before, they, when Mikabel Torah, had to understand the concept that matters straighten out, that matters are not to be looked at objectively. Just for the moment, you have to look at it, the whole picture, and the whole picture is straightened out. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I mean.